Okay, Councillor Corbett, pretty amazing victory there. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling?
Well, it's obviously a really good day for myself, for all my supporters and for the Greens in Edinburgh so far. I think it's testament to the fact that the Green candidates who have been put forward have been hard-working, locally committed people, and voters have recognised that and rewarded that.
And so what do you think the implications will be for the city? How do you think, you know, it was obviously only a handful of votes in so far, but are you hopeful that we're going to see more Greens elected?
I think by the end of the day we'll have more Greens in the city chambers. As to how the whole mix looks, we'll have to wait and see.
You know, you may or may not, of course, find yourself in a position to influence the administration. Over the next 100 days, what is it that you'll be pushing for?
Well, we need to go through our manifesto. We've got quite big demands in our manifesto. We need to look at what's attractive, what we want to put forward as priorities, and make a judgment about that. It's a bit early to say just at this stage.
Okie dokes. And last but not least, I think I overheard you saying this is the first time the Greens have come top in a poll. Is that correct?
First time in a election of this type, the Greens have come first in Scotland.
Yeah. Were you surprised by that?
It was very tight, but I knew that there was a lot of support around the various polling stations, so I'm pleasantly surprised but not shocked.
And what is it you think that's made the difference? You know?
Well, I just think people recognise hard-working people in their community, and I think if anything else, it's a victory for people rather than party labels.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.